I'm Theo. We're on the Nine Ladies site. The Nine Ladies Circle's actually up and over the top of there. We're standing on top of what will be my winter house. I've been digging it out slowly for a while and I've found archaeology in it. Now, I came here originally to look at the place. I was brought to see the place and I thought this is beautiful. It's full of wildlife, full of plants, animals, all sorts of interesting things. There's nice archaeology on the moor. Then I started looking around here and I'm finding Bronze Age and Iron Age archaeology on site, which if people hadn't been on the protest site would have been gone, potentially. There's a hill that I'm looking at that you cannot see from here behind me, behind the camera rather, and that's got archaeology on the top of it, and that's a piece that they want as prime quarrying rock. And there's Bronze Age stuff on the far end of it, and there's a couple of bits on this end that I'm not sure what they are. How come this is going on in a national park? I shouldn't have to be here. There should be no question of people having to be on a site like this, either for the wildlife or for the archaeology. It's a national park. The wildlife is good. It's probably good enough for SSSI if you looked closely enough and found some rare beetles. There's certainly five species of bats. We've got badgers, foxes, three different pairs of owls, different species. Lots of little birdies, lots of little voley things. But we've got true archaeology on site. And how can anyone think of quarrying that for profit, let alone doing it in a national park? In America, you pick up a rock, somebody pulls a gun on you and says, "Please put that rock back." Here, you can pull out 2.4 million tons of stone on an old permission, perhaps. I hope not.
Is it true to say this site is actually on the location of an original quarry which was closed down sometime during the war, the Second World War,
was
it?
It was closed down just after the Second World War. I believe the last stone came out either in 1952 or 1956, depending who you talk to. Maybe for 4 years it was coming out unofficially, rather than officially, I don't know. But there's been a change of ownership of the quarrying rights, and somebody's gone, "Ooh, there's a lot of money to be made there." Possibly somebody that's never even seen the site. I can't imagine anybody, no matter how callous they are, could see a place like this with the things that there are in it and go, "Oh, let's just put it in the back of a wagon for profit."
So which company is it that's actually looking to re-quarry here?
It's Stancliffe Stone, who are part of a larger company, group of companies. And they've got quarrying permission to work here, but they've no permission to run wagons or anything because they haven't been doing it. They have to apply to the park authority for that. We're hoping the park authority can block them, but there hasn't been a successful one under the Environment Act in these circumstances. They're looking at quarrying in the park overall. They want people to quarry, perhaps, because they like things being built in natural stone. I've got no objections to somebody pulling up a monoculture field, digging a hole in a nice discreet place and getting loads of stone to build nice stone houses with. I do object if they're pulling up Iron Age roundhouses and killing off species of bats that apparently don't live in this country anymore. But they do, because they come out of a crack in the back of a quarry up there. Proper film bats, big things called noctrels, they're about that across. Size of a pigeon.
That's quite large. That's
size of a pigeon, yeah. Every bit. And the wingspan's bigger than a pigeon.
Sure.
But they're huge. I was quite surprised when I saw these Hammer House of Horror bats popping out of the crack.
So what would the result